Truth met Benita Vergatini.
8 tot 10, Smile, 90.4 FM.
As the country celebrates Heritage Month, African Takun Services are urging young people not to leave their identities behind as they progress and assimilate into the global village that is becoming smaller and more homogeneous. To unpack this is project lead at Africa Takun Services, Marilyn McKelvey. Ms. McKelvey, good evening and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Good evening, Bernito. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Marilyn, firstly, just remind us again what the focus is at Africa Takun.
Okay. Africa Takun is end-to-end. We have a model called the Cradle to Career model, which we apply, where we take an individual as an entire being. We look at them from an ECD perspective. We look at their lives of early learning. Then we look at their lives also during school and post-school into their career to ensure that we are supporting young people to firstly participate in our economy and also to add value in the economy. So we assist young people to find and get placed in jobs through learnerships and placements, and we also assist them in training to make sure that they are work ready and that they have all the skills that they need to contribute meaningfully to the economy in South Africa.
And what role does identity, cultural identity, play in this regard?
Well, if we look at what is required and what cultural identity actually means to youth or the young people of the country, it is important that they know who they are. And in doing so, you need to be looking backwards in order to know what your future will entail. So having just come out of Heritage Day, we are still in Heritage Month. We need to always be looking backwards to see what is forward in front of us. So I always use this word heritage very interchangeably with history. So because of that, I feel that our cultural diversity, the religions that we have, whether we express it through music, language, or dress, and even in what we do on a day-to-day basis, needs to be embraced and it needs to be celebrated. So we ensure that we instill that sense of pride in our youth that we work with so that they can achieve and, I guess, perform the best that they can in the workplaces that they go into their communities, and ensure that they are adding value and contributing meaningfully to the community.
Are digital communities in that regard then breeding cultural assimilation or, in fact, advancing diversity?
Well, I actually believe that they are definitely causing more assimilation. So with the rise of the smartphones and the amalgamation of the global community, there is so much that the African youth can add and enrich to the same global community or village that we live in. So we must, I think, as a youth and as youth of the country, zone into ourselves so that we can add value to the same global village that we live in. It is, in fact, such a disservice to ourselves and to the world to assimilate what already exists instead of adding to it. So the mindset of the youth must be that of value add, culture creation, and to adopt rather than to adopt popular beliefs and behaviors from other countries.
Marilyn McKelvey is project lead at Africa Takun Services, and she joins us this evening on The Honest Truth, also chatting about how we could encourage greater diversity within the workplace. Marilyn, you're speaking about diversity and its important link to our cultural identity. What role do or have monarchs played in this regard?
Well, with the recent death that we have seen with Queen Elizabeth II, and we've seen Goodwill Valentini's death as well. Mm-hmm. I think this inspired robust and often polarized public discourse about the cultural relevance of royalty and monarchs.
But
by highlighting the strong connections that some people still have to the ancient traditions, if I can call it that, and value connected to the royal families of Britain as well as the Zulu Kingdom in South Africa, these deaths have acted as a reminder that even in the digital age, where cultures are being diluted by globalization and urbanization. Societies are still heavily rooted in their heritage. Therefore, we need to embrace them and use them to propel us forward rather than to hold us back and hold on to historical weight instead of something that assists us to move forward.
And how do we move forward? How do we advance diversity and inclusion, for example, in the workplace?
Well, I believe that the strongest way to really have meaningful change is to instill pride in our youth from a very young age. So whether it is teaching them of the great things that Africans have done in the context of Africanism, where South Africa, for example, is the cradle of humankind. We've had great mathematicians who've revolutionized engineering and built pyramids. There's great African leaders and empires that have been built. And I think if we change that narrative of pride and Africanism and celebrating who we are, it will instill the change, particularly in our youth, as they'll have something to celebrate and something that they're familiar with. They too can celebrate and look at with pride rather than a future or even a history of poverty and association always with poverty. So I think it really is in what we do in our day-to-day lives, in our workplaces, in our homes, what we're teaching our children, and in what narrative we are propagating and propelling in telling the stories in our day-to-day lives.
I had a very similar conversation around this, focusing on agency with Dr. William Gumede last night. And he had mentioned as well, in terms of instilling pride, instilling self-love, that the education system actually plays quite a pivotal role. Would you agree?
I would 100% agree, Benito. I believe our education system needs to be the front force or the propeller in ensuring that the same narrative is changed. We need to be teaching, as I was saying earlier, the histories of great Africans in our case, histories of what it is we've done in our continent and in our country, rather than focusing on all the things that are going wrong. And I believe if we change that mindset and that focus and change what it is we are teaching, even in our lower grades, in our primary schools, it will change how our youth approach, whether it's problem solving or unemployment and some of the bigger economic challenges that they're facing today.
Marilyn, lastly, how could our listeners find out more support to the work that you do at African Tikkun Services?
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad that you've asked. So Africa Tikkun Services is quite a big organization. We have an NPO or NPC where we have donors where you can contribute to the work that we are doing. We are doing feeding schemes. We are doing educational work. Like I said, there's ECD centers that we have across the country and particularly in Johannesburg where our head offices are. You can come into any of our centers in Alex or Diepsloot, Orange Farm. Africa Tikkun Services is the company leg of the organization where we assist more in the higher education, in learnership, in placement, and we work with corporates to ensure that our youth is, again, contributing meaningfully and not sitting at home and actually gaining the experience, the much-needed experience that the youth need post either university or even after high school so that they can grow and again participate in the economy.
Marilyn McKelvey, Project Lead at Africa Tikkun Services. Appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Marilyn, for joining us this evening.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Benito. Have a good evening.